Time once again for a Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And Teresa and John, welcome to the studios.
Thank you, we are back. Paul.
We are going to continue what we discussed last week.
Yes, so part two of John's prognostications for 2026.
Yeah.
And we had a great time last week.
And you said prognostications correctly?
I haven't practiced it enough today, so should I give it a try? Prognostication.
Yay!
Look at him go.
Yeah,
oh, just
man.
Rolling off my tongue.
That's amazing.
All right. Say it fast, though. Don't ask me to say it fast. Hey, go ahead, Teresa. Let's start here.
Okay. So, recap on last week. John was saying that AI will be everywhere. That's kind of the no-brainer prediction that anybody could make. Number two was that robots are going to be getting friendlier, more useful, easier to use. We're going to see them in homes more than just my vacuuming robot. Number three was smarter driving and self-driving technology. We're seeing, you know, the beginning of self-driving cars out there, but it's going to become more mainstream this year. The fourth one that he talked about was AI agents that work like digital employees. So instead of using AI as like a Google to find things, we're actually going to use them to do work like John did in making his list of predictions. It took him a fraction of the time. So AI did the work for him. And the fifth one that we touched on was that technology that will work without great internet, because some of the technology
kind of requires a
internet connection, but they're going to be putting these chips, these AI chips, in devices instead of needing to connect to the internet to get the AI.
Right,
the AI
correct.
Will be in the device.
Right. Yep.
I just want to explain to our listeners what we're doing here. We do this every time. Beginning of the year, John is predicting what he thinks is going to happen in the technology world this coming year. And then the last show of the year, December 2026, then Teresa and I grade John.
Yep.
And we'll see how he did this year with the technology predictions.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
2025, it's changed so quick that some of them he did really bad on.
Yes.
he averaged a C.
Yep, so this is part two of our John's prognostications. And John, I'm going to turn it over to you. What do we got left to talk about?
Well,
I
guess.
Do you want to recap quickly?
We were talking about 5G.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're going to have some places now in our area. If you're fairly close to a tower, you already have a 5G phone. All phones are basically 5G now. You're going to be able to get real 5G, but not for everybody. It's going to still be a few years before everybody can get it as technology increases and all that, but we're getting closer. In fact, Maynard and I had a conversation the other day about that, because he's having to put equipment on the tower.
Yep.
Because there's so many more signals.
Yep.
I told him someday we're going to see stunned birds falling out of the sky, I think, with all these things going around. So,
okay.
Number seven, again, I always talk about 5G. I'm also going to talk about Windows 12, which Microsoft totally burned me last year on that prediction.
Yeah, they did.
And
because they were going to roll out Windows 12 and they never did.
Yeah,
right?
In October.
Yeah, they just pulled back on it.
I don't know if they're even going to do it in 26.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's going to be new iPhones, new versions of Mac.
And there's going to be a foldable iPhone coming out real soon.
Yeah.
A what?
Foldable.
Foldable. You know, you've seen those foldable iPhones get big. The iPhone, they're trying to get that technology into that too.
Yep.
So that'll come out, but nobody will really care. It's part of our life now, you know, so it's not going to be anything spectacular, because there's going to be so many new things. It's like, wow.
Remember when Windows was coming out with XP and everybody got so excited?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for it to release. And I think you're right. I don't think nobody cares anymore.
No, we just expect it, and we just dish out the money for it and all that.
Yep.
Speaking of money, you know, I'm sure when we were talking about those robots and everything, it's like, well, what are these things going to cost?
So this is your number 8, right?
Yes, we're down to number 8 already. It's kind of my last one, but I just want to go into more discussion about that because, you know, I talked about having devices or robots in your home that will fold laundry, vacuum, mop intelligently in your house, prepare your food. Teresa likes that one.
Do laundry?
Yeah. Yes. That's a fold it, and it'll probably do it.
Good, because I'm not a good folder.
Deliver items, you know, to you if you're, hey, robot, get me.
Oh, man, we're going to get lazier.
Out west, I guess, drones are already delivering food.
Yeah. And I think the health monitoring, I think that's going to be a big deal, you know, because, you know, if somebody has, you know,
high blood pressure,
some ailment of some sort that they're struggling with, they kind of have to really watch themselves. And maybe because of their condition, if they start having a episode or whatever, they can't think quickly, you know, all this. But if they wear monitors that will be able to contact who needs to be contacted or warn them or their family, I think that's going to improve quality of life.
Yep.
Good. And so that's something that's coming.
Well, wearable devices are already here.
Yes, they are. So, but they're going to get smarter and smarter. And be able to do more and more.
Gotcha.
So if somebody falls in their home, they don't have to reach for that and push it. They're probably, this person falls.
Right.
So they automatically call the, you know, emergency services
or whatever. Exactly. Okay. You know, and then look at the, you know, we're living in an ag area. You know, we're going to be able to have, you know, there's already robotic milking of cows. You know, they're going to be able to detect disease in their herds or in their fields quickly.
Yeah, that's something that I think farmers and ag, it'd be huge what's going on with AI and stuff, huh?
Taking weeds out of fields without chemical, you know, laser them, zap them. I mean, that's going to happen.
Amazing.
Livestock health monitoring, all these things. Auto steer, well, we've already auto steer.
Yep.
But what if there's, you know, a sudden dip in the field ahead of you? It's not going to just follow the line. It's going to see that and
adjust
as needed. So
what is this going to cost?
Yeah. So I actually asked that question. So as of today, let's say you want to get you talked about Wally, our vacuum. What is that? A couple hundred bucks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They named their vacuum Wally.
Yeah. You know where that's from? That's from, what show was that?
Wally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes. Wally was a robot.
Okay.
So, right today, vacuums, stuff like that, anywhere from $200 to $1,000 if you get the Cadillac models. Lawnmowers, $900 to $2,500. You can get a lawnmower that mows your lawn.
Man.
Without you behind it or on it.
Yeah. Kids' education, robots, you know, $100 to $400. Delivery, you know, that can be up to $4,000, you know, the ones that can pick up and bring something to where you want it to go.
Yeah, like if there's not an In-N-Out burger within 80 miles of here or whatever, have them deliver it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah. I'd pay for that. How much was that?
$4,000.
Oh, okay. You know? $4,000, that's an expensive burger, probably.
Yeah, right now. But then, it's been revealed that I using AI for this, I said, okay, what's going to really, you know, the robots we imagine, what are we looking at? So in 2026 and maybe some into 27, we're going to see single purpose home robots, you know, vacuums, mowers, health monitors, stuff like that. I know I had asked it the pricing here. Right now, you know, we talked about $3,000 or so, $4,000 for some of this stuff. By 2026-28, we're going to start seeing what they're called home assistants. That'll be the helping to fold your laundry and to do that.
Oh, wow.
in 2028 to 2032, we're going to see prices of this stuff drop continually because it's going to be more mainstream.
Yeah.
And middle class families and, you know, us out here will start getting into them. By the 2030s, average home will be like dishwashers. You know.
It'll be like we all have a Rosie from the Jetsons.
Rosie. We couldn't think of it. Yeah, she looked it up. So for the next 3 to 7 years, I think we're going to see just amazing changes in technology.
Because we have some of these things already, you know, robotic vacuums and all that, but this can be much, much better, quicker.
I think they're going to become multi-purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of single purpose.
They'll be a little more expensive, but they can do more than one thing.
Right.
All right.
So
this is fun.
Man.
Yeah, it's
did
crazy.
Did you get through your whole list then, John?
I did. All right.
What do you think, Teresa?
I think we got some exciting stuff coming.
Now I can't wait till the last show of the year to see how we did.
Yeah. And then if you grade me poorly, I can blame AI.
There you go. You can.
You can. Absolutely.
Real quick, just go down your 8 points here quick. What you're predicting is happening this year?
Yes. Well, AI will be everywhere in 26. Robots are going to get friendlier and more useful. Smart driving tech is going to just start increasing in how smart they are. We're going to have AI is going to be considered like an employee or a home helper. We're going to have, wearable technology that for healthcare and everything. The reason again is because we don't need necessarily internet access for everything anymore. You know, it's the chips. 5G is going to get close. It's getting closer, and we'll soon be there to have true 5G here. Windows, Macs, phones are going to improve, and it won't affect our lives.
Who
that
cares?
Much. Yep. And that's kind of robots are. We went even a little ahead to prognosticate into the 2030s and talked about what these robots are going to look like.
All right. That was a fun two shows.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Got them logged in, and this will be up on our podcast if you want to share it with friends and stuff or listen to it again.
Yes, I encourage people
maybe
to
pull
do
it out
research.
Mid-July and see how you're doing.
We could do that.
Challenge accepted.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Teresa, how can people, if people have questions or want to talk to you guys about this?
Yeah, well, we sell computers. We fix computers. We got all the peripherals. If you need help, if you have a technology question, a wearable that you can't figure out, I can help you with all that stuff. And John can too, and so can Alexa. She's a real person who works for us. And we are located on Main Street in Madison, right across from United Prairie Bank. So you can come and see us or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
There you go. Thanks for coming again. Fun show, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.